Okay.
This is 947 Express Drive.
Here's another one of Wackhead Simpson's world famous phone pranks. Without insurance, you always get something out. To see what you can get out, SMS out to 44495.
Here we go again.
All right, so it seems like it's a little bit of a wedding season happening. Most weddings in Joburg happen in September, right? I think there's about, what do they say, the stat, 162 weddings a weekend in Joburg over September.
Wow,
that's a hell of a lot. It's just the perfect time. The rains haven't arrived, the sun is out, and it's not too cold.
Yeah.
All right, so there's this agency, entertainment agency, that there's a lot of them in Joburg that provide everything with regards to entertainment. They'll provide you with a DJ. They'll provide you with the music, the lights, the speakers, the works. All right, so you phone them. Hey, I need a DJ for my wedding. Okay, cool. I've got one for you. They normally have about 20, 30 guys on their books each. All right, so this dude, getting married, it's go time, and he has booked a DJ. But I'm the DJ, Charles. All right, so the guy who owns the company is involved with this, and me, the DJ, Charles.
Hey, hello?
Hi, Adrian.
Yes?
Ready from Blacktown Entertainment. How are you doing?
All right, self.
No complaints. Etienne, I spoke to Michelle with regard to the matter, and she said I must quickly take it up with you.
Yeah?
It's with regard to the wedding on Friday.
Yeah?
I've actually got a slight problem with actually doing the wedding. We actually had a 50th birthday that was pending, and now they've booked, and so I'm slightly overbooked for this weekend.
No. I don't think you understand. Listen, we've paid you in advance and everything. Now you come tell us on a f***ing Monday that you can't make it on a Friday.
Because my DJ actually enjoys playing the 50th more than weddings, and that's why...
No, look, buddy, you can't tell me he prefers playing. We f***ing paid the deposit. No, huh?
I don't know. Can I hand over the phone to Charles and you can just take it up with him directly?
Yeah. Let me speak to him, please.
Okay. Just hold on a sec. Charles?
Yeah, hello.
I believe you've got a problem. Where must I get another DJ now?
That's why I called you on a Monday. So you've got, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to make a plan.
Okay, so you're going to come bend over and I'm going to scratch in your ass for a new DJ. Where the f*** am I going to get another DJ?
Dude, I don't know.
Because this is bullshit.
You know what, the 50th, as a DJ, I prefer doing 50ths to weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a better gig for me.
It's actually a little bit more money as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you didn't have to tell him that, but.
Say that again.
Say what? Nothing.
No, I think you need to come to my office.
Etienne, what I can do from my side is I can actually look in the junk mail and try and find a few DJs for you.
In the junk mail.
Yeah.
Dude. You know, I'm sorry about this, but...
Look, don't sorry me about this and sorry me about that.
Okay, well, don't...
I am telling you now that you will be there on Friday, and if you're not there on Friday, you'll have a court case on the next Monday.
Yeah, well, who are you? Are you my mother?
What did you just say to me? Am I your mother?
Are you my mother?
Look, it's gonna get f***ing ugly.
It's gonna flip.
Etienne, hello?
Etienne?
Yes?
Billy again from Blacktown. Sorry, I think I lost the signal there.
No, I put the phone down in your f***ing ear, Billy.
Okay, hold on. I want to talk. Can I just talk to you here?
Charles, you know what? I've got a contract with Billy. I don't have a f***ing word for you to say. Because...
Listen.
Listen, can I speak to the owner of the company? F*** yourself.
Alright, okay. Look, unfortunately, if Charles doesn't want to perform...
Just answer me straight away, please. Do you want a court case on Monday? Or are you going to play at my wedding?
Look, can I just jump in here? Because
Charles, I've got f*** all to say to you.
Okay, well,
get off the line.
I got lots to say to you because I am quite...
So then come to my office and we can discuss this. Bottom line is, I'm telling you now, is get off this phone and give the phone to Vili. I've got nothing to say to you. Give the phone to Vili, please.
Okay, yeah, Vili.
Etienne.
Yes.
Listen,
I actually can't believe this. This is happening. But yeah, you know what? New challenge, a new day. But give me the f***ing answers now.
Okay, I'm just going to jump in here.
Charles, get off this phone.
No, I won't. I am a DJ of the highest order. While other DJs out there can't even mix a sponge cake, I can mix like Metallica into a dance tune. To me,
trust me, with a very bad name on Monday, your name, you won't get clean. Trust me.
Well, you know what? Your threats don't scare me at all.
Just come to my office and we'll sort this out.
What? Are you challenging me now?
No, I don't challenge you. Trust me. Give the phone to Willie. I've got nothing to say to you. It's thick as horse shit, man.
That's not nice.
No, it's a fact, buddy.
Listen, Etienne, I'm a little bit concerned regarding with you saying having a bad name, because we've been in the industry for quite a long time, you know. And
yeah, you know what? You can't just work on your reputation. Either you play at my wedding or you will have a court case on Monday. Now you tell me which one you take.
Let's go for the court case.
Okay, I'll see you in the court case, you idiot.
Michelle, she's actually in our offices as well. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Yeah.
It is wicked, Etienne. How are you, my brother?
How's it, buddy? Yeah, I know. Well done, guys.
Okay.
It was well said.
Michelle, is there anything you want to say before you get married on Friday?
Yes, that I can't wait. I can't wait to be his wife, and I love him to bits.
Cool, thanks, sweetie.
Actually, for you.
That was Darren's world famous phone pranks. If you know someone who is highly prankable, hit 947.co.za and click on the prank submission link.
Without Assurance, you always get something out.